It's time for KBOO's Injustice Boycott Roundup.
Last week, social justice activist Sean King launched what he's calling the first phase of the Injustice Boycott on the cities of San Francisco, New York, and Standing Rock. King describes the Injustice Boycott as an organized resistance designed to last for the long haul. Its launch date of December 5th was strategically chosen as it marked the 61st anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott, a boycott that lasted over 380 days. While the boycott is currently focusing on just three cities, more cities are expected to be named after the launch of Phase 2 in late January. Week 1 has seen a rally of support from across the country with over 200,000 people pledging to take part. Successful actions have included crowdfunding over $300,000 for water protectors in North Dakota and bringing awareness to the killing of San Francisco resident Mario Woods by police. Other actions have included trending the hashtag Fire Pantaleo, a reference to the death of Eric Garner by NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo, as well as the prosecution of minors as adults in New York with the hashtag Raise the Age. As a part of the injustice boycott, King released audio of a meeting held earlier today that claims to be a secret recording of Energy Transfer Partners COO Matthew Ramsey talking about what the incoming administration would mean for the Dakota Access Pipeline project.
But I got to tell you one thing in this room, election night changed everything. And, you know, we now are going into a transition where we're going to have a new president of the United States, which who gets it. He understands what we're doing here, and we fully expect that as soon as he gets inaugurated, his team is going to move to get the final approvals done, and we'll begin to put capital across Lake Hawaii.
The Injustice Boycott takes a different action every day. More information can be found at www.injusticeboycott.com or on social media at Injustice Boycott. With the Injustice Boycott Roundup and the KBOO News, I'm Jenny Yokoyama.